Valley Conference Championship weekend. Oh, we better check. Has that line moved? Nope, still Chiefs minus one.
All right.
Still Chiefs minus one. That's the official sounder for any time the Bengals-Chiefs line moves.
It moves. It moved.
Right. But it hasn't moved. Hasn't moved since the program started, which is almost a record for all of this. Al Bell of Sportsline, who loves talking football and loves talking lines. Hello, Al.
Hello, sir. How we doing?
Great. Doing fantastic. So this
still the best intro in radio, I've got to say. I'm going to sing it for the next 5 hours.
Let's go.
Well, you know what? We don't usually play outros.
We'll play them out today.
We'll play them out today, and
Perfect.
Then you can sing along to it.
Perfect.
There we go.
All right.
Perfect.
That's a treat.
So talk to me, Alan, because I know we quote lines an awful lot. Mm-hmm. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code 1620.
Mm-hmm.
We quote lines a lot around here, and sometimes maybe people get a little confused as to why these things happen. This line movement. It started at 3 for Kansas City, quickly moved to Cincinnati minus 1. Now it's, after bouncing back and forth, it's back on KC's side. Explain to the folks where this line movement is coming from.
Yep. So it's basically coming from Patrick Mahomes, and it's coming from practice reports that, you know, obviously are coming out for the team each day, him being a full participant for 2 days in a row now. You know, he looks good. The reports look good. Everything looks good, right? So, I mean, it's that's how important that a Patrick Mahomes is that his health is legitimately moving millions of dollars, you know, because you don't see very often that a conference championship game that a number jumps the fence. And what I mean by that is zero, right? You don't see it jump the fence twice. It's all Patrick Mahomes and his health.
Is this mainly sharp money or expert money?
It's both. You know, when you see line movement like this, you know, because you're generally going to get your sharp money will come in, but it's, you know, it's one bet of $100,000, you know, $150,000. It keeps going up. I mean, it just depends on the person. But you need more, you know, to move it because think there's only 2 football games and you have the entire country betting on them, right? So it's public and sharp money both collectively together. So, yeah, I mean, that goes to show you, you know, how good and positive, you know, the reports and everything looks like on Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, Chiefs fans, feel good because I'll say this. The sharp money generally isn't wrong. And I'm not talking about, you know, who's going to cover, whatever. But when they move it due to something like that, yeah, they're rarely wrong on that. So, yeah, Patrick must be pretty good.
So, Alan, I want to look back then, I guess, a couple of days ago when it moved from the initial open to Bengals minus 2.5. Do you think in that moment it was it like about perception of, you know, Mahomes' injury was so bad, maybe he won't play, or if he does, he will be lessened? Or do you think that some folks got some bad intel that caused them to believe he was actually going to miss the game on Sunday?
Well, you know, I don't know about miss the game, but you know, you were right on perception, you know, because look, I mean, that injury did look bad.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, right? Like, but, you know, that's kind of how it goes. And that's why you saw, you know, the public jump all over it. And Sharps waited because they're smart. They understand, like, you know what? These injuries take time to properly evaluate, right? Like, you couldn't properly evaluate that injury during the game.
Yep.
Because you've got swelling, you've got things going on. All you could do is just maintain it, right? But the next morning, you know, swelling could be huge, right? But then 24, 48 hours after that, obviously a ton has gone down. It looks good. He's walking fine. And that's why, yeah. So, you know, perception does have a lot to do with it. Also, you know, for public money, like, understand, like, you know, radio shows, TV shows, what people are reading, you know, just about, like, you know, the surface level stats of Joe Burrow's 3-0 against the Chiefs, you know, et cetera. Like, those things affect, like, the public. Like, they bet all those things for real.
Alan Bell of Sportsline joining us. We're talking conference championship weekend. Just how rare is it? You mentioned it, jumping the fence, going from one team being favored to the other and back. How rare is this, especially in a playoff game, to have this kind of movement, especially when you're talking about from the max one side to the max other side? It's been nearly a full touchdown.
Oh, it's wild, right? Like, I mean, you just don't see it because, I mean, look, you know, generally what you get when we get down to, you know, the final four, right, of teams, whether college basketball, NFL, you know, NBA, like, you don't see a ton of line movement because the teams are pretty solid, right? Like, you kind of know where you're at. You'll see a half a point to a point, you know, maybe. But, Yeah, like that. It just goes to show how important that Patrick Mahomes is. And let me give you a stat here in regards to it, because everything that people are looking at, obviously, is his mobility, right? Like getting out of the pocket, throwing to the outside. All right, in the last five NFL postseasons, like all combined, all, you know, 5 years, Patrick Mahomes right now accounts for 41% of all touchdown passes thrown outside the pocket. Like, that's how important that it is for him having just somewhat mobility, right? So, yeah, man, like, that's where this number, like, you don't see that. You really do not see that at all.
So, looking, Alan, at the matchup itself, Chiefs yep. versus Bengals, obviously we know about the success that Cincinnati has had over the last two seasons, 3-0, including the win in the AFC Championship game a year ago. What about their victories do you think does apply to Sunday, and what about their performances versus the Chiefs maybe doesn't apply, or maybe you think that Kansas City could counter with?
Yeah, so all right, so let me say this. Like, you know, when looking at the Kansas City side, like, they're as consistent as possible, right? Like, you generally know what you're going to get out of Kansas City, and that's usually excellent, right?
Yep.
But on Cincinnati's side, like, that's really where the X factor is. Because go back to that Bills game, you know, Cincinnati comes in with three new backup offensive linemen, right? And the Bills couldn't get to Joe Burrow. So, you know, Burrow had time back there and just cooked him. Like, that's what you can't do. But I would expect Spags and the Chiefs defense is going to, you know, get after that offensive line however they can, because that's how you have to beat Cincinnati. You can't just let Burrow sit back. It's the same thing with Mahomes, right? Like, if you let Mahomes have time, he's going to kill you. You know what I mean? So it's all going to be about the pressure that they get on Burrow. And also disguising it, right? Like, you can't do it every time because he'll burn you on that, but getting him at the right time. So I think that's the big thing also, you know, the secondary for the Chiefs, right? Like, how are they going to, you know, withhold, you know, that offense and those wide receivers, guys like, you know, Jamar Chase, Diggs, keep going down the line, that they can hurt you, man, deep, right? And you know, they can strike quickly. Also, the last thing, and I hate saying also 91 times here in the answer, but look at these two teams in the first half of games. Like, they are very, very similar in their approach. Cincinnati, I think, has outscored, you know, teams like 68-7, you know, in the last, like, seven games or something like that in the first half. But the Chiefs are first half scoring team two. So, yeah, I'm fascinated to see that. So, yeah, defensive line, first half scoring. I think those are the two big X factors there.
Were the rushing issues by San Francisco for the first three quarters of the game on Sunday cause for concern?
Yeah, I think so. Because, look, man, like, you know, that was, you know, Dallas has a, you know, decent run defense, right? But, you know, with Dallas, it's about getting pressure on the quarterback, right? So you generally thought that, you know, San Francisco would be able to find those holes because Dallas is so aggressive. The problem is this, is that Philadelphia is even more aggressive, right? They had 75 sacks this season. Now, they will give up the run a little bit, but, you know, kind of thought that Dallas would too, right? So, yeah, I'm fascinated to see how that's going to go about, because Brock Purdy, very different, you know, when he's under pressure and not. And especially, like, you talk about team scoring in the first half. The Philadelphia Eagles are legitimately the highest scoring team in the first half this season. I mean, their second quarters alone were insane, right? So, you know, for San Francisco, the nightmare scenario is playing from behind 7 points, 10 points, 14 points, because now Brock Purdy has to do it on his own, right? You can't just sit back and run the ball the whole game. So, yeah, it's a great question, man. Like, it's absolutely – it's a concern. Like, you know, they can overcome it because, obviously. But, yeah, we're going to find out, man.
Alan, speaking of the Eagles' offense, when they have the ball versus that San Francisco defense, like, I don't really remember, you know, reading so many previews about a game where that is, like, the obvious, this is going to be the coolest matchup that we have seen all season long. Where is an edge to be found? Because, you know, what the 49ers do well, the Eagles obviously do well also. What are you looking at when the Eagles and Jalen Hurts have the football versus that Niners defense?
Yep, but I'll tell you the exact thing to pay attention to is this, all right? So Jalen Hurts this season, he led the NFL, all right, in completion percentage, touchdown passes, and overall quarterback passer rating in passes that were 25 yards or longer, deep balls, okay? San Francisco, in every single one of those categories, is bottom five. Every single one of them. And you've seen through the playoffs, yeah. CeeDee Lamb, you know, was hit on deep passes. DK Metcalf, a week before, hit on deep passes. And that's what the Eagles do best. So if you could just protect Jalen back there, give him a little bit of time against obviously a super aggressive and good, you know, defensive front and blitz situation, Jalen Hurts could go nuts with people. And the problem for San Francisco is this, is that if you drop dudes back to try to stop that, one, Miles Sanders and, you know, and those dudes can run the ball, so could Jalen Hurts. And you might leave yourself wide open to him running all over the field. And Nick Sirianni, especially with that up-tempo offense, dude, they feast off of it. So, yeah, the San Francisco defense is obviously strong, but they are terrible at deep passes. And this is the worst team in the NFL to be bad with that, because they can just – dude, they can just go back and forth and just play chess with you and just mess you completely up.
Alan Bell of Sportsline, is there a prop either game that is kind of teasing you right now?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts' longest pass over 38.5 yards. Like, I love it, man, like, because, you know, he generally, you know, he averages around 40, you know, per game, especially in the last five. Like, they go for it. Like, they go for deep balls, and especially somebody like A.J. Brown is looking to feast all over it. And that dude is tough if you have a great secondary, not to mention if he's just running wild. So, yeah, I love deep passes there. You know, you look at the Chiefs and the Bengals game, I'm so fascinated with this one. Like, it could be 50-48, or it could be 19-17, right? Like, I'm fascinated to see how the Chiefs offense runs the football. And obviously, Travis Kelce, like, you can't take enough Travis Kelce props, catches, yards. I mean, it just doesn't matter. When it's in the playoffs, that dude just feeds, man.
Purely as a football fan and watcher, what's the Super Bowl matchup that you'd want to see?
Oh, man. You know what? I'll say this. I wouldn't mind any combination of these four teams. Would not mind it at all. What I would love to see is the Chiefs and the Eagles. I would love to see that, because not only are you going to have two awesome offenses, two fun defenses, right, two great quarterbacks, you've also got the Andy Reid, you know, Philadelphia angle there too. Like, I think that would be awesome. I wouldn't hate any of them, but yeah, like, I would love Chiefs Eagles.
Alan Bell of Sportsline. Hit his music.
Dude, I love this.
This is
the NFL. Thanks, Alan.
That's so good. I appreciate you guys.
You bet. Alan Bell, Sportsline. Will the line move anymore? Kind of sounds like maybe it'll stabilize now that it sounds like everything.
Yeah.
And really, the as the proverbial saying goes, the hay is almost in the barn. As far as like
it's Thursday
practice, man. You know, the rest of this is going to be, you know, some further tweaking of the game plan. But in terms of just the, you know, the actual practice time, now it's just about hunkering down and waiting,
We need to find another excuse to use that drop. I like it a lot.
Well, every time we talk about the NFL. Oh, you mean this drop?
Well, here, I'll give you a reason. Nick, play the sports flash. We have a sports flash.
This is not sports flash.
Yes, it is.
Time for an unsportsmanlike.
Turn it up, Nick.
Sports flash update.
Sports flash.
From the sports flash sports desk.
I'm not going to belabor the point, friends. Dan Quinn, your favorite defensive coordinator in the NFL, he's back. He's staying with the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy just confirmed it. Great news. This is great news.
Cool. How many playoff wins did they get this year?
One. No, turn it up, Nick. Why'd you turn it down?
I thought it would be funny.
No, it was horrible. I like this text from Trent. Man, for as much poop John has talked about the Cowboys this week,
sports flash,
and all the ribbing he has given you,
sports flash,
I think you need to reconsider
sports flash
your nice guy attitude when his teams lose. Now I'm finally in a good mood, and you're trying to take away my good mood?
How am I trying to take away your good mood?
Because you were like, this isn't sports flash worthy. Yes, it is.
Well, it's really not.
He's a candidate for head coaching jobs, and he said, hell no, I'm staying in Dallas. I want to coach Micah Parsons. This is great news. Look, now you get to watch me being really high before my inevitable downfall. You should love this.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you were not doing that anymore. I thought you said you were off this train, that you were not going to talk yourself into
greatness.
They
did Quinn back, and they're getting rid of Kellen Moore. Things are going to be awesome next year.
They didn't say they're getting rid of Kellen Moore.
John, it's called reading the tea leaves.
Jared Jones also said he wants Mike McCarthy to coach in Dallas as long as Tom Landry did, which means there's 26 more years of him standing with his arms folded on the sidelines.
And his huge play sheet.
With the play sheet curled in his right hand.
His laminated play sheet.
The Waffle House menu.
Hey, man.
I'll be 60. With the good, you get the bad, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'll be 60 someday, I guess.
But in all seriousness, what this probably means...
He's getting paid a lot of money.
And with Frank Reich being hired in Carolina, so you've got the Cardinals, you've got the Broncos, you've got the Colts that are open.
And one more team. Who are we missing? You said Cardinals?
Cardinals, Colts, Broncos.
Broncos.
Oh my.
Who?
I just said, oh my.
Who's the fourth team? There's one more team. Who are we forgetting right now?
I don't remember.
There's one more team.
But this could mean.
Who the hell are we forgetting?
This could mean, because the Broncos were scheduled to have another interview with D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers.
Panthers, Colts, Broncos, Texans, Cardinals.
Texans.
Thank you, Nick.
Texans. That this could mean D'Amico Ryans has headed to Denver.
I've seen some people theorizing about that on the Twitter streets.
Forgot about Lovey.
By the way, your video, you disappeared.
You wonder.
Really? Yeah, you're gone. Oh, your computer froze.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Well, there you go. That explains it.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
Jordan says maybe he's just waiting for the Cowboys job to open up. Look, in all seriousness, I bet that there is a part of Jarrah, time traveling Jarrah. It's like, I'll go into the future, and if this team is 2-4 next season, I'll be firing Mike McCarthy, and then I'll be making Dan Quinn head coach. I have no doubt that if Mike McCarthy gets canned in season, that he would go to Dan Quinn to be his next head coach. No doubt.
That's probably the reason.
Yeah, I'm not even wearing a tinfoil hat.
Not the only reason, but that's probably that. Well, that's not the only reason for Jerry, but that is probably the reason for Dan Quinn, is that Quinn has
got some assurances.
He has some assurances.
That he probably does have insurance though too.
Yeah,
always good to have insurance.
Yeah,
car insurance, for example.
Sure,
health insurance,
especially
health
around Jarrah. Because, you know, he tends to wreck the car.
They have time traveling insurance?
Are you saying it's a train wreck down in Dallas, John?
No, don't you remember that story where Jerry Jones got in a traffic accident?
Oh, yeah. Man, he's so old now. I'm worried about you. I thought you
were about to turn into Sip for the Cowboys for a second.
Are you really worried about Jarrah?
No, like, I'm worried because, like, he just looks really old. Like, you know.
Well, when you're 80 years old.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, he's, you know, pretty
when 80 years old you reach, look as good you will not.
No, that's not true. Exercise. McCarthy, by the way, is 59. So when in 26 years, he'll be 86. He'll be President B's age.
Good grief.
And he'll be the head coach of my Dallas Cowboys. Awesome. Look at this. McCarthy, I'm excited about the future. Me too, Mike. Me too. You fix your computer?
Yeah. I don't know why it froze. That's odd. That's weird.
Oh, weird. A PC being a piece of junk? Huh? Who knew?
Wow. Oh, stop.
Look at my computer. Working great. Remember that time I poured coffee into it and it was like, hey, Josh, I'm still here to work for you. I spilled coffee into it.
Was it that one, or was that the one you got before that one?
It was
basically the same.
You got to have all your little dingles and dongles over there to hook up anything
to it. Yeah, we don't need dingles or dongles unless
we want. We have the same amount of dingles and dongles. You have two things into your computer. I have two things into my computer.
Yeah, but I don't need a dingle or a dongle to hook anything up.
I'm not triggered by having another piece of equipment.
Why do you need another piece of equipment?
Because this is a nice piece of machinery.
The idea is to have everything self-contained so you don't need to add more things to this.
Yeah, maybe in 1994.
This isn't like a Lego set where all of a sudden you're like, I'm just going to add to
Lego set? Oh, January 6th.
Ah, damn it. They ruined it.
JD is a jerk. Says Jason Garrett back at DC, or is Dallas as OC? I heard, who was it? Mentioned him. Oh, apparently... There are some whispers about him being a candidate, Jason Garrett.
Are they careless whispers?
I hope they're not. I hope they're the actual whispers. As the OC of the Alabama Crimson Tide. How funny would that be?
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
I want to see that happen.
I mean, that is where... You know,
good coordinators go. Good coordinators go. He ain't good.
Could be.
No.
Maybe Saban can teach him a thing or two.
No, he'll just yell at him.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Probably could. All right, we'll get the computer back.
I was going to say, are you going to hop back into the video?
I will.
I've
been reopening all the other windows. That's all.
Okay.
Just had to reopen.
You need a new computer. I could link you a link.
Well, what? This is a work computer.
Fair enough.
This belongs to NRG Media Omaha LLC. I don't know why we decided to go simultaneous on the LLC.
Yeah, that was well coordinated. Yeah, well, you guys share a brain.
We have been working together for a
long
time.
No, we do not share a brain. Do not insult me like that.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Nick's wearing a mask on the video, by the way.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
People won't stop debating it on the comment section.
Well, I told
him. It doesn't stop germs.
I can't keep looking at his ugly face. I
said, yep.
Put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us didn't attend the super spreader event, so we don't have
That's true. That's true.
All right. Well, we're guest-free the rest of the way. Which
nice.
Means we can get to some other things, including...
Formula One.
Triggered.
Including words that trigger people.
Good Lord. What's it going to be this time? Trump! Biden!
You know what it is? I think it's an athletic conspiracy.
Sir Lewis.
I am going to ask Mitch Sherman about it. I believe
Biden-Trump.
I believe all of the athletic brain trust got together and said... We need to find a way to trigger Husker fans.
Really? Doctorman.
It started with Doctorman.
Historian Scott Doctorman.
You always get an outsider, you know, the guy outside the state to start it. Don't put the crosshairs on Mitch. Yeah. You get the other guys to do it.
Yeah, they already hate Mitch enough. Don't blame him for this, though.
We'll explain when we continue on Sportsmanlike Conduct in 1620 The Zone.
Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Coogler Vision. A new year, of course, began just about 4 weeks ago. And at the start of a year, so many of us have goals. We want to maybe change some things. Well, how about changing the way that you view the world, truly view the world? At Coogler Vision, they perform all 7 FDA-approved forms of modern vision correction. That is something that you will not find anywhere else in the state of Nebraska. If it's struggling with seeing up close, struggling with seeing things that are far away, astigmatism, readers, have those been added into your life recently? If so, Coogler Vision likely has a procedure that can help you out. So get that new view in this new year, and whether it's sporting events, whether it's the everyday life, whether it's opening up a great book as you finish your day at the office, they can help you enjoy those things and more. Give them a call today at 402-558-2211 or find them online at CooglerVision.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.